So let us, with much meditation, contemplation, enthusiasm and sincerity, begin this holy ceremony. I'd like to speak very briefly about the great benediction that has descended in the form of God's holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is that most merciful and benevolent of all avatars, has appeared in this age of Kali Yuga, especially to give the opportunity to every class of men and women to achieve the ultimate perfection of life through simply chanting Krishna's name. There is no need for any other initiation. There is no need for any other process, because the holy name of Krishna is perfect and complete in and of itself. It is said in the Shastra, Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Ras Vigraha, that all the power, all the glory, all the mercy, and all the love of God is fully contained within the two syllables Krishna. And all the grace and all the beauty and all the pure love is contained within the two names, Hare or Radha. The name Hare is an invocation to Sri Radharani, the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna, who is the embodiment and reservoir of all bhakti. By sincerely, attentively, and lovingly calling out the name Hari, we are in the auspicious presence of Srimati Radharani. And by chanting the name Krishna, all the power and glory of Krishna is before us. Ram. Ram means Ramchandra, the son of Dasarath. Ram also means Parasuram, the son of Jamadagni. Ram also means Balaram, the son of Rohini and Vasudev. And Ram especially means Radhika Raman, the beloved of Radha Sri Krishna. So when we chant the name Ram, we should know that all these auspicious personalities are divinely present within that transcendental sound, with all their love, all their power, and all their glory. Therefore, Om Purnamada Purnamida Purnamudat Udachyate. The Hare Krishna mantra is perfect and complete, because every syllable is invoking the absolute truth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Shikshastakam verse, he has prayed, Cheto Tarpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Sreya Kairava Chandrikavataranam Vijavatu Jivanam Anandam Budivaradanam Pratipatam Punamratasvadanam Sarvatmasna Paramparam Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This one verse explains the entire process that takes place when we chant the holy name of Krishna. First of all, Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. What is the meaning of the word Sankirtan? San comes from the Sanskrit word Sanyak, which means everything, all. And it also means together, all together. So in one sense, the chanting of the names of the demigods is not Sankirtan, because they are not all. They are not Om Purnam Adha Purnaminam, complete. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, Govinda, Ram, Narayan, Vishnu, when we chant the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are chanting the holy name of the complete whole. Therefore, it is called Sankirtan. Kirtan of the complete whole, of the everything of Krishna. And Sankirtan has another meaning. When we speak of the whole, which includes everything, together, it means to chant the holy names in the assembly of other Vaishnavas. To chant together. In a whole group. Where everyone is fixed in their mind with one point on the name. That type of congregational chanting of the holy name is the recommended process in this age of Kali Yuga for the purification of the heart. Now what takes place? This verse explains. Cheto darpana marjanam. When we chant the holy names of Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna, the first thing that takes place is the dust in the mirror of our mind is cleansed. All of the anartas, all of the impurities within us start coming out. Sometimes devotees, when they chant the holy names, they become very disturbed. Sometimes devotees, when they start to sincerely chant the holy name, they feel more lusty, more greedy, more proud, more envious than they ever did before. And sometimes people think, maybe the process doesn't work. But you have to have faith. Without complete faith, which comes through hearing from the proper Vaishnavas, sadhus, and by hearing from the Shastra, we will not be able to continue our chanting properly. Because the first thing that takes place when you start chanting the holy name is all the impurities that are stored within your mind and heart for so many millions of births in the past, they all start being removed. And you know, when a room is filthy dirty, you don't notice all the dirt that's there. You only notice what's to be seen. But when you start sweeping the floors and cleaning it, you start seeing everything. It's not that the room is becoming dirtier, it's that the dirt is coming out. Cheto darpana marjanam. This is the first step in our spiritual progress. Through the chanting of the Maha Mantra, is all the anartha nivritti, all the impurities start being removed, cleansed, purified. And the next thing that takes place, Shikshastakam verse explains, is that the blazing fire of material existence is extinguished. That means the sufferings, the pains of birth, old age, disease, and death, we are eternally liberated from that. Ariatmaka, Aribhautika, Aridaivaka. The miseries caused by other living beings, the miseries caused by our own body and mind, and the miseries caused by natural disturbances, they are always being inflicted upon us. And they cause us great suffering and pain. The chanting of the holy name extinguishes this great blazing fire of material existence from our heart. And the next thing that takes place through this purification of the chanting of the holy name, Anandam Budivaradanam Pratipadam Punam Ritashvadanam. We are situated in that consciousness where we realize that we are the eternal servant of the Lord. And our only desire, our only thirst, our only hunger in life is to please Krishna. By worshipping Him, by serving His devotees. We have no other ambition, no other motivation. This is called Raganuga Bhakti. This is a very advanced level which comes after we are liberated. Some groups of Vaishnavas, they try to teach us immediately Raganuga Bhakti. But that is superficial and artificial. This is what is taught by Rupa Goswami and our acharyas. We must first accept the humble position of Vaidhi Bhakti. As Srila Prabhupada explaining in his lecture, we are not concerned with simply finding ecstasy. We're concerned with finding service. We're willing to discipline ourselves, make sacrifices for the pleasure of Krishna. And the holy name brings about that change of heart where it is only the loving service of Krishna that manifests within every desire that springs from our heart. And then anandam buddhivaradhanam pratipadam punamritasya. Then in that unmotivated, selfless condition of consciousness, we taste the sweetness of pure love of God. And in that state of pure love of God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, it crystallizes into higher and higher stages. Through Santaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and ultimately those in the line of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are seated as an eternal servant of Sri Rupa Manjari, one of the most confidential, intimate associates of Lalita Sakhi and Srimati Radharani, and to always be immersed in that mood of prema bhakti, pure love, as a servant of the servant of the servant in the spiritual world. That is the ultimate pleasure, the ultimate bliss, the ultimate ecstasy for Krishna and for ourselves. All that is required to pass through all these stages toward the ultimate perfection of the life is to sincerely and honestly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. But how to chant properly? That is what is most important. We must situate ourselves in a proper service attitude, which can only come through serving the Vaishnavas, serving the Guru, and in fact, in this mission, by preaching in whatever our capacity is, by serving all living beings in whatever way we can, by developing this humble service attitude only, does Krishna reveal Himself within His name. Yeyatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. There is a story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He was living in Varanasi, the son of Tapan Mishra. And he decided to go to Jagannath Puri to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on the way, he met one great devotee of the name Ramdas Vishwas. And Ramdas Vishwas was very famous in all directions because he would chant the holy name of Sri Ram 24 hours a day. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. He was constantly chanting the name of Sri Ram and Sri Krishna. And as he was chanting the names of Ram and Krishna, tears were coming from his eyes. And everyone thought, this person is the most exalted of all devotees. So when Raghunath Bhatta met him on the way, he was very happy. very honored to have darshan of this great soul. And Ramdas said, please grant me permission to come with you to Jagannath Puri. I will simply sing for you the names of Krishna and Ram the whole time. And I will be your servant and I will carry your bag on my head. Raghunath Pata said, I would be very happy if you come with me, but you cannot carry my bag on your head. I will carry. No, you must allow. So in this way, Raghunath Bhatta was very happy. And they traveled by foot, so many hundreds and hundreds from Varanasi all the way to Jagannath Puri, hundreds and hundreds of miles, perhaps 1,000. And all the way, Ramdas was simply crying as he was chanting the name of Ram and Krishna. And when they arrived in Jagannath Puri, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach a lesson to all of his followers for all time to come. What was that lesson? When Raghunath Bhatta came in the room, he prostrated his body before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ramdas Vishwas also prostrated his entire body before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya picked up Raghunath Bhatta and began to embrace him with such love, soaking him with his own tears, asking, how is your father? How is your mother? How are you? How have you come? What can I give you? Just completely drowned him, inundated him with his divine love. But you know, Sriman Mahaprabhu did not even look at Ramdas. Did not even speak to him, did not even acknowledge that he existed. Nothing is more painful than that. To be praised is very sweet. To be chastised at least is to be recognized. But to be ignored is very painful. He never spoke a word to him. Why? Because the Lord is seated within everyone's heart as the Paramatma. And he knew something that nobody else knew. That although he was chanting and crying day and night in his heart, he was aspiring to become Ram. He was aspiring for that liberation of becoming one with Ram. He was not aspiring to be the humble servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Therefore, none of his mantras, none of his chantings had any pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ram, or Krishna. Chanting without this proper service attitude is like a gun shooting blank bullets. It sounds just like a bullet, but there's nothing there. So therefore, it is through the humility of our hearts being offered as the servant of the servant of the servant of all of the God brothers, God sisters, all Vaishnavas, and all people within society, according to our capacity, we must become servant. It is only by aspiring on this path will Krishna reveal himself so mercifully through his name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And initiation means allowing the spiritual master and his representatives to train us in how to be the servant of the servant, how to purify our heart, and how to properly call out the name of Krishna and Sri Radharani. We must very carefully guard against the 10 offenses. Srila Prabhupada always was very much concerned that the devotees learn the 10 offenses to the holy name. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Chanting the holy name of the Lord is initiation in the association of Guru. Is like the seed of bhakti being planted in our heart. Now that seed is the seed of love. But at its beginning stages, it is very tender, it is very immature, and it can easily be destroyed. We must protect it, and we must water it. The chanting of the holy name is the process of watering that seed of love that the Guru has given within our heart. But it is described that when we blaspheme the devotees who are dedicating their lives for propagating the holy name, it is allowing a mad elephant to enter into the garden of our heart. That mad elephant, no matter how big our seeds of bhakti have grown, these creepers, trees, an elephant will just tear them all to the ground. So we should never allow, guard against this elephant, which is always aspiring to enter in. We all have that inclination to find faults, to criticize, to blaspheme. We must be very careful to never do so. Two is to consider the names of the demigods to be equal to or independent of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. That means we should not chant the holy names in the spirit that often the demigod worshippers chant for material benedictions. We are not chanting for material benedictions. We are chanting for the purification of our heart of all those material desires that want material benedictions. We are simply chanting for the purpose of eternally engaging in the service of Guru and Krishna. Three is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Now, our tendency is that we obey the instructions that we like, and we disregard the instructions that we do not like. Huh? Just like they say, different slokas for different folks. People take from the scriptures what they want, what pleases them, and other parts, it is not very important. Similarly, the Gurudev, to be a real disciple, we must very carefully and attentively listen to all of his instructions. And we must follow them all according to our capacity. Four is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. To minimize the scriptures. To say that the Vedas are written by men, common men. To not accept dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, that the scripture is the word of God. That is to blaspheme the Vedas. We must have faith that Bhagavad Gita is the song of God. That Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vedas, the Puranas, the Upanishads, they are compiled by Vedavyas, who is the empowered incarnation of God himself. And therefore, we must very carefully respect and honor and learn them through the lips of Sri Guru. Five is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. We are describing the glories of the chanting of Hare Krishna. To think that these are exaggerations or imaginations or just various mythological tricks to convince us to chant, that is an offense. What it says in the Shastra, that to chant the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare, your every most inner desire will be fulfilled. We must have complete faith in that. To give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. The holy name is none different than God. The name is revealed by Guru and Shastra. It is not within our fertile ability to speculate, to decide what is the name and what is the power of the name, and what are the effects of chanting the name. nor should we hear anyone else's opinion. We should accept what God has spoken through the sadhu and through the shastra. 7, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. This is a very, very terrible offense. That means that it is described that the chanting of the holy name once sincerely can purify more sins than you're able to commit in your entire life. So the cheating mentality is, this is wonderful. Now I can just go on sinning and chant. And then sin and chant and sin and chant. Like the elephant that bathes and rolls in the dust, bathes and rolls in the dust. But do not think that this process works. If you have this mentality, Krishna will not appear within his name for you. Never think you can sin purposefully and then counteract it by chanting the name of Krishna. The 8th offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities. There is Karma Kanda, there is Jnana Kanda. But in this age of Kali, the greatest sacrifice is Harinam. It's very important to understand. We are doing the Agnihotra, but actually the greatest power of the Agnihotra is the chanting of God's name along with it. Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, for the sake of the people in general, he had 3 days of a whole group of Brahmins performing all rituals to install the deities. And Prabhupada wrote that the devotees in the back chanting Hare Krishna mantra, that was the real installation. Everything else was nice. But it's described in the Shastra, one who chants the name of Krishna sincerely, even if he is a low-born, untouchable by caste, out of caste, even if he's the most sinful of all sinners, if he's properly, sincerely serving Guru and chanting the holy names, one mantra is equal to 1,000 Ashwamedha Jagyas and 1,000 Gomedha sacrifices. And these Ashwamedha and Gomedha sacrifices, you cannot even perform in this age of Kali Yuga. They're so powerful and so auspicious. This is not an exaggeration. This is the power of the holy name. Therefore, we should have faith. Prabhupada would tell us again and again, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. We don't need anything else except service to the Vaishnavas and the holy name of Krishna. We should not complicate our lives thinking this is not technical enough. This is not sophisticated enough. This is not complicated enough. I need more. I need something else. This is just Maya trying to divert your attention away from your chanting. Everything is there. Krishna is there. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranjita. 9th is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Anyone can take part in chanting the holy name of the Lord. But in the beginning, one should not be instructed about the transcendental potency of the Lord. Those who are too sinful cannot appreciate the transcendental glories of the Lord, and therefore it is better not to instruct them in this matter. That means, in the mood of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we should be willing to take any risk to induce anyone, even the most sinful, to chant the names. But as far as the higher meanings of Radha and Krishna's divine names, they are so esoteric and so beautiful and pure that sinful people, when they hear them, they will only criticize and blaspheme. So therefore, for this reason, we never instruct too deeply to the faithless people. But sometimes this is one offense that we may accidentally. But if we are doing it on the order of Guru, in the spirit of sweet compassion to others, then Krishna will be very pleased. Just like sometimes a baby kicks the mother in the face. That's an offense. But because of the love, she easily forgives. In fact, she likes it. I think. I never got kicked in the face by babies. But that's what my Guru Dave told me, that that's what happened. Ah. 10 is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. After hearing from the sadhus, from the guru, from the shastra, and after properly chanting the holy name, if we are still clinging to our material attachments, after all we've been given, we are so grateful that we're not willing to give it up for Krishna. That is also an offense. Krishna is giving us everything. Krishna is giving us the supreme treasure of life. And all he's asking is that we simply give up our petty, temporary, superficial attachments to the things of this world. For all he's giving, all the opportunities for this treasure house of love of God, he's asking so little in return. If we're not willing to give up those material attachments and offer them to him, that is also an offense to the holy name. So to attentively chant, guarding against these 10 offenses, this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the mercy of Sri Gauranga? That he has given us his devotees and he's given us his name. And with the devotees and with the name, when you mix them both together, what do you have? Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sankirtan, which is victorious in every field of life. They rise, just like cream will rise from milk to the top. All auspiciousness will rise through the churning of this great kirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But we must chant with great enthusiasm. Some people say that what is all this chanting and dancing? If I don't feel like it, it's artificial, it's not love. Have you heard this philosophy? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here he is. What is he doing in each picture? He's chanting and he's dancing. And all his devotees, what are they doing? They're chanting and dancing. Do you have to be an advanced devotee in the ecstasy of love before we should start dancing? If that's the case, then why elephants and lions and tigers and snakes and rabbits and boars and deers? They're all dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach us all this process, Kevala Anandakanda, chanting, dancing, and feasting on nice prasad. At the beginning, it may be an austerity. We are not chanting and dancing simply because we have love. That comes later. We are chanting and dancing because this process pleases Lord Chaitanya. He himself taught this example. He was playing the part of a devotee to teach us how to be devotees. If I don't feel like chanting and dancing, I should not chant and dance. Does that mean if the pujari does not feel like doing arti, he should not do arti? Does that mean if the cooks do not feel like cooking, they should not cook for the deities and cook for the devotees? This is not the mentality of a servant. This is the mentality of an exploiter. The mentality of a servant is, I do it for the pleasure of Krishna because that's what he's asked me to do. And through that process, love comes into our heart. even in our common dealings in this world. Do you not go to your work because you don't feel like it? Do you not take care of your children because you do not feel like it? You do it because you want to please them. A mother will do anything for her child, even if it's painful and suffering, because she wants to please him. This is how love of God awakens. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this process: chanting, dancing, and feasting. This is our line. And we must do it with great enthusiasm. We must do it with great attention. And we must do it with a burning desire, awakening in our heart to love Krishna, to serve Krishna, to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharman puritya jamam ekam sharanam vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender to me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he who is Krishna himself, has come to teach the such a wonderful, direct, and simple process of how to surrender to Krishna. Simply please his devotees and chant his holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Thank you very much.